As well as honouring a wide range of gods, the Olmecs also revered their ancestors. So it's possible that this mask, with its particular features and markings, might represent a historic king or a legendary ancestor. Karl Torbe again.
There's also, in a number of jades, a person's face. We call him the Lord of the Double Scroll. And it looks like he has tattooing. Quite similar, this piece also in the British Museum, that's probably tattooing on his face, that light incision. And so we see a number of jades of this Lord of the Double Scroll suggesting this was an individual who had this facial marking. And so portraiture was obviously important here, denoting the king as an individual and an historic figure.
Whoever he was, the man of the serpentine mask must have cut quite a dash when he appeared in public. The ears are pierced in several places, presumably for gold earrings. But at the corner of his mouth are what look like enormous dimples. They must, in fact, represent circular holes.